Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Good evening to you, and my name is Pimelo Modine. This is Point of View. Thank you so much for being here. We're going to be doing this until 10, as usual. So lots coming up on the show. We have veteran broadcaster, journalist Rems Mabote, who's going to be joining me just after 15:15. So looking forward to that. We'll have what to watch, as usual. So we'll have that profile interview and lots of music. But let's start here. You may all know that the Minister of Arts, Sports and Culture went to France very recently, and lots of questions being asked. In fact, in Parliament, it was started there, where he was asked about how much that trip cost. On the line with us is EFF's Sina Otambo, who's an MP himself, and they today went to the Public Protector, who they want to look into the matter of how much the ministry spent on that trip. Mr. Tambo, thank you so much for your time. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Camilla, and greetings to your listeners.
What are your concerns about that trip?
Look, our primary concerns about the trip that Mr. Gaetan McKenzie took to Paris during the Olympics is that he doesn't seem to have had an understanding of how much it costed prior to doing so. And that is part and parcel of the violations that he has committed against the ethical code of conduct that governs him and, of course, the ministerial handbook as well. Because one of the provisions in the ministerial handbook is that whenever one takes a trip, and of course in the Code of Ethics as well, which enforces everyone, members of parliament and members of the executive, to ensure that they hold the integrity of parliament together and they execute their duties with integrity and with due consideration for public trust, but also for members of the executive, that they ensure that when they execute what they're obligated to do, they do so with due consideration to the financial implications of all of their duties and tasks to the public trust and the public funds of the people of South Africa. So he has, in our view, violated the Code of Ethical Conduct, which places the responsibilities of him to conduct himself in an ethical manner, and of course the ministerial handbook as well, which places on him certain responsibilities when he conducts international travel in particular, which we think he has violated in terms of having spent more than 800,000 rand, which was exorbitant in our view and understanding. So that's why we reported not only to the Public Protector today, but yesterday to the Ethics Committee as well.
You state the 800,000 figure, 804, I think, is the actual number. What would have been reasonable?
Look, I think there are two specific exorbitant costs that we've cited, and that is the 400,000. More than 400,000 for so-called ground travel, and the more than 215,000 for flights. And those costs were, in our view, unreasonable, because he also responded to a parliamentary question stating that he traveled with 8 officials.
Yes.
So you can see that the costs become exorbitant, because the ministerial handbook in itself also advises that you must travel with no more than 2 members of either your staff or special advisors, and officials are included in this regard. And those that you do travel with must be given official and identifiable and verifiable tasks. So part and parcel of our complaint is that these costs were likely exorbitant, because he violated the provisions. It took more than 2 people with him. Mm-hmm. We doubt that they had any verifiable tasks. But also, the ministerial handbook states that you must interact with the Minister of International Relations in that department so that they can supply and provide support services to you when you conduct international travel as a Minister of South Africa. And we doubt that he did this, because that support service would have been conducted through the embassies that South Africa has abroad in France in this instance. And the so-called ground travel would have been avoided if that assistance would have been provided and if that coordination was conducted with the International Relations Minister as required by the ministerial handbook. So I was listening to him today speaking and trying to clarify this as he was speaking on the 100 days of GNU, and he was just being braggadocious about how he's not excited, he's used to living a much more lavish or high life, and I don't think he understands or appreciates the gravity of the situation he's in, and I don't think he respects the fact that the funds that he utilized to go to France is taxpayers' money and is public funds. So we don't care that he's used to flying in certain classes, that he's used to going to Abu Dhabi, that he's used to living a certain standard of living. This type of standard of living is doing it at the taxpayer's cost, and that's why he has to be reported. So he doesn't have an appreciation of the gravity of the situation, and I think it will only dawn on him when these institutions hold him accountable, and that's what we hope they will do.
All right. Really appreciate your time. Snao Tambo, EFF Member of Parliament, just clarifying where the concerns are. So I hope all of you got a good sense of where the issues are, the number of officials that he took with him, the amount of money that it cost him for ground travel as well as flight tickets, that they also did not reach out to the Minister of Foreign Affairs for assistance, where they would have gotten more support, all of that. So, you know, Snao Tambo also spoke about the press briefing that he gave earlier on. For those of you who did not listen and did not get an opportunity to hear the Minister of Arts, Culture and Sports, Gayton McKenzie, this is what he had to say earlier on.
The media has deadlines and some came here to come and hear. So let me get the uncomfortable out of the way before I go into the good work that we've done. You know, I was in the news for spending money going to Paris. Past 2 days, I had to answer being called a joyride. Now, I don't understand when there's a sporting event. I first got very angry because they were comparing me to, they said I removed Mama Joy and I replaced myself with her. So I got angry. But then I realized, being a government official, you must be transparent. You have taken on something that you can't get angry when people ask you about the money, because every cent that we are using is belonging to the people. Now, I was annoyed for 10 minutes, but when that realization came, I realized that I must answer, and I'm going to answer very transparently here. And if there's any media person that still feel that I've not adequately answered, please, I will remain behind so that you can go back to the newsroom having all your questions answered. Number one, my first trip as a minister, the first one as a minister, not as a person, as a minister, was to the Olympics. I came a week before the Olympics start. I attended 6 different meetings. I attended a meeting with the Minister of Azerbaijan. I attended a meeting with the African ministers. I've attended a meeting with the Commonwealth ministers. I've attended the opening ceremony. I've also attended a meeting standing in for the Minister of Police, where they had all the police there. So I had 6 meetings I had to attend. Now, before the opening ceremony, the rugby already started, for those that don't know. So I went to go and watch the 7th rugby. Then when the Olympics started, I sat in the rain so that our athletes also can have somebody screaming for them there. And then I realized, because I was so excited for this new job I have, I want to learn, I'm going to come back. I'm probably the only minister in the world of sport that was not at the Olympics. Now, where do you get the joywriting from? So I want to make it very clear. I came back, not because I was forced to come back. There was nothing wrong me being there. Now he's going to sporting events. That's my job. Do you want me to go look at cabbages and the agriculture? That is the job of Mr. John Steenhuisen, to look at the farms. You can't. That's my job, to go to sporting events. Yeah. Especially the biggest showcasing of talent in the sporting world, which is the Olympics. I didn't go to the Paralympics, and that's not an achievement not to go. And I'm still going to go to all the sporting events, because that's government. Now you want to portray me as a person that's taking a joyride. That thing you can do with other ministers. You've chosen the wrong one. Because I'm flying first class all the time, with my own money. And now I must fly business class. So it's not an upgrade for me, it's a downgrade. Locally, I fly like business class. But as a minister, you must fly economy class. The other day I was flying with my partner. And she said, can't we book you? Because my knees are so long. Because I can't sit now and then, I must stand up so that I can. But that's what the ministerial handbook demands of me. It demands of me to fly business class, to fly economy class locally. I fly twice a week, and I fly economy class. Internationally, the ministerial handbook demands of me to fly business and not first class. I'm mentioning this so that people can know I've not done anything outside the ministerial handbook. I got there, I saw them saying, Mr. McKenzie, welcome, welcome, jump in the car. Now it's being acted like I'm sitting behind the computer and go to the different airlines, which things, there are people that are hired for those. Now, if you want to play politics, it's fine. But don't play politics only with me. If I have to account, which I'm doing, we expect every minister to also account, because this is important to all of you. I've done absolutely nothing wrong. And I'm as transparent as possible. I went there. In fact, when I saw it's 125,000 rands for five-star hotel, I, myself and the acting DG, we both said we can't do this. Isn't there a cheaper hotel? I stayed in a four-star hotel, which was a bit cheaper because it was during the Olympics, all the prices were up. And you can't compare euros with rands. Our currency is not that strong. And now people want to act like, particularly in the DA, that it's my first time going overseas. 2007, I stayed for a month in Paris to watch the Rugby World Cup. For 1 month. I flew there first class. I stayed in a seven-star hotel for 1 month. Now, because it's no longer my own money and I must follow the rules. If the rule says I must fly economy class, I shall fly economy class. So I wanted to just get that out of the way.
All right. Sunny Boy is calling from Joburg, who wants to comment on some of the stories we've just dealt with. Sunny Boy, hello and welcome.
Good evening, Colonel and team.
Are you upset today? I mean, is there a day you're not upset, Sunny Boy?
No. You know, when you talk to McKenzie, minister,
yes.
I can listen to that guy. That guy has reformed from where he was coming from until where he is. You know, when he listens, when he talks, and then you must listen. And, you know, I'm taking my 10 cent and I'm giving it to him. You know, what I'm going to do is I'm going to compile a list of people that I see they are capable of taking this country forward. Put him as a second candidate. The first one is Panyaza, second is him. And then somewhere next week or week after next, I'll give the whole executive. But for him to talk like this, making sure, because whenever you're in a parliament, people, they think sometimes when you do things, you do it using state money. And he always tells us that, look, guys, I'm rich. I don't steal, and I don't get a salary. So now, people like him, to me, I'm giving him four kudos. I say, Gaitin, carry on, Baba. Make us proud.
Hang on a minute. Were you not an EFF member, Sonny Boy?
Pardon?
Were you not an EFF member? Last I checked.
Me?
Yeah. Was I wrong?
Me? No, I'm not an EFF member. Me, I used to fight for
MK ANC party.
Was representing me.
Yes.
So when they started not delivering me to me for the last 30 years, and then I asked myself, why should I carry on buying a coup instead of buying another brand? And so there was another brand that just came in, and then I took my ex. I gave
to the
MK
party.
And
okay.
if that brand can give me what I want,
yes.
I'm telling you, South Africa will be a better country for us.
Sunny.
With our kids.
Sunny Boy in Joburg. Thanks for calling.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.